Here in 1 Chronicles 25, you've got a list of the orders of musicians that David set up for service at the tabernacle. And it appears a pretty boring list of names until you start to poke around and ask what these names mean. Now, I'd like to begin by saying that people had names that were often not their birth names. People were known by a number of names. And their birth name may have been whatever, but it was then changed in accordance with their character, their life experience, events that happened, or they may simply have chosen to name themselves something that they particularly liked in reflection of what they stood for, or their principles, or their life experience, or whatever. And when you look at some of these names, in fact, quite a lot of them here, they reflect grace. Now, grace, this pure gift of God that is undeserved, was a totally foreign concept to the people of the time of David. This was not part of any other religion, and I would argue that pure grace, biblically understood, is the defining feature of true Christianity, and it is that which is not found in any other religion. And Jonah came to realize that in his extremity when he said that those that follow vanities, and he means idols, they forsake their own mercy, and literally the word is grace there. They forsake grace, they don't get grace, they don't receive it, because they follow all these vanities. None of the other gods, idols, whatever, religious systems could give you divine grace as the one true God of Israel could. And he particularly saw that, really, in what happened to Nineveh in their salvation. So grace was a foreign concept then to people, just as it was and is at our times and has been throughout history. But David, through his sin with Bathsheba and his murder of Uriah, had been forgiven, and through that he had shown people grace. He became the living example of God's grace to people, because he says, "There was no sacrifice for me to offer, otherwise I would have offered it." He was worthy of death, and all he could do was to throw himself upon God's grace outside the structure of the law of Moses, and he was hurt. And he makes a big thing in the Psalms he wrote, 32 particularly, that his response to this was that he was now going to go and teach grace to as many people as he could, even outside the borders of Israel. And he calls Psalms like 32, he heads them up, maskil, which means for instruction. This was his aim, to spread the understanding of God's grace to people. And I think that that's reflected in the names of a lot of these people here. Verse 19, Hashabiah. That means Yahweh has imputed. Well, David was the supreme example of being counted right. Paul makes a big fuss about this in Romans, quite rightly so, where he says that David was the parade example of righteousness being imputed to somebody by faith and not by the law, by grace alone. So this Hashabiah understood that. Then Mattithiah, free gift of Yah, verse 21. Well, again, you know, David's salvation and his standing with God was a free gift, not at all based upon works. And 23, more obviously, Hananiah, the grace of Yah, this is clear. And likewise, another form of the same word in 25, Hanani. So 29, then you have Gidathai, one made great by a gift. And again, I think it's maybe alluding to how David says in Psalm 18:35 that it is God's grace, God's gentleness that has made me great. I shouldn't be the king. I shouldn't be in this position of power that I'm in. This is all of God's amazing grace to me. Likewise, rather strange name in 31, Ramamti Ezer, raised up from the heap. And again, David uses this idea, which his ancestor Hannah had also used, that by grace God raises people up from the heap, from the dunghill. And that's how he felt. So David's desire to teach grace to other people, I think, rubbed off, because when you put these names together, they all tell the same story of people who had reflected upon David's experience. You don't find these names much earlier in biblical history. And this is, of course, the lesson for us, that we are to learn from God's outpouring of grace, be it to ourselves, to other people in our experience, or to the people we meet in the scriptures. And the ripples of this grace spread. This is the wonderful thing about grace, that when someone's experienced it, then they are going to share it with others. And I really believe that some of these men, like Hashabiah, Yahweh has imputed to me, renamed themselves. They were so impressed by what had happened to David and by the God whom they saw revealed through his salvation of David by grace.